The fourth way that you can use stories is to format the unconscious mind. In essence, what you're doing is you're pre-teaching the unconscious mind to do certain things. So by the time you actually get into the situation where they need to do it, they have a predisposition of being primed to do this. This is a little bit like cutting storm drains into the side of a mountain, so that when it starts raining, you'll know exactly where the rain will collect and which way it'll flow down. In order to pre-teach the unconscious mind, you can use stories to basically install all kinds of ideas, expectations, or desires about the future. And this is something that the advertising industry, for example, really understands well. For example, when you tell a story about a previous customer and how delighted they were, or how they at first didn't want to do this and buy this product, but then suddenly they thought about it, they realized all these reasons to buy it, and then when they had it, they were delighted that they did get it. Think what you've just done there. In essence, this is a isomorphic story which matches the experience this person is about to have. You're also pre-teaching them. You're telling them, here's your situation, here's how you resolve the problem, and here's how you'll feel at the end of it. And because you're creating that unconscious expectation, provided you follow the same steps as you go along, then the other person is very likely to do this as well. You can do this in any situation. Managers will have stories or myths about the workplace that they're working in that other people can live up to. A great example of this is a mythology created by Johnson & Johnson. Now, Mr. Johnson was a very ethical person, and a long time after he'd passed away and the company became a more sort of corporate face, there came a problem where, I think it was in the 80s, someone started to poison some of the Johnson baby foods in a particular store in a particular area, I think in Philadelphia. Now, a whole panic ensued, and the company decided to pull every single baby food off the shelf in the entire United States of America, even though the problem was only localized in one particular area where some crazy person was going around sabotaging these things. Now, everyone told the company, don't do this. You're going to lose market share, you'll lose profits, you'll never recover from this, etc. But the board of directors said, no, we're pulling everything. So at a huge risk and at a huge cost, they pulled every tin of baby food off the shelves in the entire country. As it turns out, this simple act inspired so much confidence in the American people that when Johnson & Johnson brought the baby food back, this time with new tamper-proof seals on top, not only did they recover their original market share, but they actually improved. Now, when the consultants asked the board of directors at Johnson & Johnson's, how did you know this was going to happen? How did you know to make this decision? So this is a beautiful example of how metaphors and stories can work. Here's a story of someone who had long passed away, who inspired a board of directors to make a decision which was correct in terms of ethics, but possibly incorrect in terms of finances. But as a result of the way they did it, ended up being a better financial decision, even though that wasn't the reason that they took it. And that shows the beautiful complexity of the unconscious mind. It can account for so many different variables that the decisions that are being made at the end of it end up being better than they would have been had you followed some logical piece of advice straight away. So storytelling can format the unconscious to not only create better decisions at the end, but also give them a structure, a way of deciding, and even pointing out certain things that the unconscious mind will have to take into account as a part of that process.